Hello and welcome to this podcast. My name is Gary Klinger and I'll be your host for this session. Today we're speaking with Justin Taylor, who is the chief strategist for Novell for their digital identity products. Justin, it's great to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Great to be here, Gary.
Let's jump right in and talk about identity management. The market for identity management really is maturing, and it's gone through quite a bit of consolidation just over the past few years. Can you tell us a little bit about what customers are looking for when they are searching for identity management solutions?
That's a good question. And obviously, as we talk to each customer, they're going to have something specific in mind. But typically what we find is that customers are looking for ways to automate things, ways to reduce their costs, to reduce the complexity, or maybe not reduce it even, maybe just manage the complexity that they've put into place. Complexity isn't necessarily bad. In some cases, it's there because of success. So they're just looking for a way to manage it while still being cost effective and being able to address new opportunities, such as entering new marketplaces, getting more customers, but doing that in a cost effective way while being compliant at the same time. So a lot of different things they could be looking for.
Okay. So how does Novell's Identity Manager product fit into that space to help meet those needs?
It's interesting when you think about that space, because Novell has a long history in that. Not everybody recognizes it from time to time, because they don't always look at, they kind of look at where the market came from. Novell had always been a pioneer in things like directory services. So for years and years and years, we've always been the leader in that space. Subsequently, Novell's taken that experience in the directory space and moved into that identity space. Matter of fact, we helped create that space. So today, with Novell's product lines around identity management, access management, single sign-on to make things simpler for those users, the monitoring capabilities we have to ensure that you're being compliant, as well as new technologies that we're just now bringing on around privileged user management, et cetera, these types of technologies are there based upon Novell's experience and really help the customers address those needs for reduction of cost and complexity.
So as this notion of identity management has proliferated, it seems like a lot of companies are struggling with managing the disparate identities throughout their network. How does roles management play into that?
Well, there's different ways that we can manage those identities. And typically what happens at any process is we try to categorize things, say, this is part of this or this is part of that. Roles help us to do that from an identity standpoint. There's going to be many people, for example, maybe an organization who are a, let's say, accountant within the organization. So that's a role that they're going to play. Now, I could either go to each and every individual and assign them individual rights. And then when something changes, such as a new application or a new regulation that restricts what they're supposed to do, I then have to go back and change all those. By putting roles in, we create really an abstraction layer, a way for me to separate the individual from what they do. That then allows us to manage things a lot more effectively, and that's why businesses are always looking at role-based systems now.
So in a sense, it gives them a template for types of roles within the organization so they don't have to do those individually or set those policies for individuals.
Exactly. It also helps with another aspect of identity management, and that being compliance aspects of it. And there's different regulations like HIPAA and Sarbanes-Oxley that have restrictions based upon the role that the individual is playing. For example, an individual can't, let's say, be in accounts receivable and accounts payable at the same time. That may be a restriction that the company wants. Maybe it's a regulatory issue.
So separation of duties, that type of
thing. Exactly. Separation of duties. That's the key word. And that's something that companies struggle with day in and day out. And that's where identity management really comes into play, because we automate that and we can take those rules that typically are difficult for them to figure out, an individual, and we put them into effect automatically, so the system can't even give you those types of rights, can't occupy those roles at any one time.
You brought up compliance, which is certainly a huge issue in the market right now. Just with what's going on in the economy, there's talk of more regulations and new regulations and changing regulations. Those have to do with so many different types of security procedures and different controls that need to be put in place. One of the big issues that we see in the market a lot right now is around passwords and managing those. How does Identity Manager help with that?
Identity Manager helps in two different ways. It helps first with the end user being able to manage their own passwords. If we look at the costs in a typical organization, we find that the help desk is replying back to literally hundreds, depending on their size, obviously, of password reset requests throughout the day. Those cost money. money in two different ways. Number one, the help desk is taking time to actually service them. Second of all, that individual is not being productive during that time period. So by putting self-service tools into place, we ensure that the user can reset their own passwords. We also help out in another way, and that is keeping those passwords consistent and applying password policy on the back end. So regulations, compliance, whether it's internal regulations or externally affected, such as government regulations, those regulations may have stipulations. How long can a password be? How long can you use it? All sorts of different types of policies. We can put those into effect and apply them consistently across all those target systems.
One of the other things that we've been seeing a lot, in fact, I was reading an IDM market white paper about this just the other day, about the integration of identity management and access management. How does Identity Manager help with this interplay between identity and access to applications and even physical resources?
Well, there's a couple different ways to look at that. Number one, anytime we talk about access, there's always a user involved. There's always some kind of identity involved with that access. So it's the ability for me to assign that access and to do so in a cost-effective way, as well as in a way that ensures that we're being compliant with internal policies. Identity Manager allows us, again, maybe possibly through roles, to assign those entitlements or those rights that they should have to particular applications and then manage those automatically. So if a user, for example, is going to be hired and they're going to be parts of accounts payable and the company is using SAP's accounting, well, guess what? We can set it up automatically, grant them the rights. If something changes, I can go through and let's say they change roles. They move over into HR. I have now the ability to go in there and with a simple change of role, with role assignment to them, modify all their rights. So access management is really something fundamentally that's part of the provisioning process and that whole identity lifecycle management that's part of managing that user. And that's what this automates.
Sounds very powerful. What if there are customers that have existing solutions in place? Do they need to pull all that out to put these types of solutions in from Novell? How does that work?
Well, we, of course, at Novell understand the fact that customers are going through economic issues, and that's one of the reasons why people look at our products. So to come in and say you have to rip everything out would be a little difficult for us. So instead, we've always had the process and the thought that we should integrate with other people's products, whether it's targeting or working with other people's applications, such as Oracle's financial system or SAP or whoever it might be, as well as our competitors in the identity space. We can work together alongside a competitor's product. If they have something, let's say an access management product from another vendor, we can integrate with those.
Well, Justin, we really appreciate your time here with us today. I just have one final question that I ask all of our interviewees at the end of our sessions together. If you had 30 seconds, you know, you're in an elevator and you're there with a potential customer and you know that they're interested in Identity Manager solution, what are the top few things that you would share with them about Novell Identity Manager that would make them want to do business with Novell?
Number one, Novell has a proven track record here. We have thousands of customers who've got this deployed. Second, the ability for us to manage those costs or reduce those costs for them and manage the complexity are things that every single customer is interested in and that Novell can help them there. And the third piece is that we respect the fact that they're going to have their own processes and we can very easily take those existing processes, put them into place and get them up and running in a very short period of time.
That's great. Thank you for your time today, Justin. And thanks to our listeners for joining us today. If you would like to see Identity Manager in action or request a call from one of our identity and security experts, please visit novell.com/identitymanager. Thank you.